May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
In 1 Thessalonians 5, it says, give thanks in all things. In Ephesians 5:20, it says, give thanks for all things. So Paul says in verse 10 of chapter 4 of Philippians, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly, not slightly, not hesitantly, but greatly. That takes faith. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before but lacked opportunity. Now, not that I speak from want. In other words, I'm so grateful. See, Paul, one of the things he wrote the Philippian letter to is because they had sent some money to help him with some ministry. Towards the end of the letter, he thanks them for that. And so he's, again, saying, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your gifts. But notice what he says. Not that I speak from want. For I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I'm in. I know how to get along with humble means. And I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstances, I've learned the secret. Now, isn't it interesting Paul uses that word? It's a secret. Not everybody knows it, but it's really important that you get it. You know, whenever you say that to people, you say, well, I learned the secret. I mean, you learned the key to an open door that you never had before that's made a difference in your life. So Paul says, I have learned the secret that being filled and going hungry, the secret of being filled and of going hungry, both of having an abundance and suffering need. Because I've learned the secret of being content in all that. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In other words, he's the one who makes the difference here. He never changes. And regardless of what goes on around me, whether I have a lot or I don't have anything, he is the source of my mental, emotional, and every other kind of strength. I don't faint away emotionally and spiritually in fear and despair because of my circumstances. I was sharing with a couple of people the other night when I was just hanging out with the Lord, and he spoke some cool things to me. He said something to me, and he said, you can't have what you want until you want what you have. And so just like a couple of people who I've said that to said, explain. I said the same thing to the Lord, explain. He said, I'm not going to give you the things you're dreaming for and I've promised you because you won't steward them well. It'll never be enough until you want what you have. You got to be content with what you have. Rejoice in me here. Celebrate me here. And then I know you can be a good steward of anything else I might give you. Because if you won't be faithful in the little, faithful to worship me, to thank me, to draw from the strength of Christ here, to be content in him, if you won't be content here, if you will be faithful in the little, then I'll give you more. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? It's a really important word. So hear it again. He can't give you what you want until you want what you have. You can't have what you want until you want what you have. Amen? Because what you learn and your attitude and your response and your faith is much more precious to him than any kind of advancement in anything. Because those are the things we carry consequences for in all of eternity. So if I can't thank him here, if I can't praise him here, if I can't bless him here, if I can't rejoice in him here, I won't there either. And he's more concerned that I get that than I get this. You can't have what you want until you want what you have. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.